With SDPB News, I'm Jeremy Ludeman. Initial estimates of oil spilled from the Keystone Pipeline in Marshall County have doubled upon cleanup completion. Original amounts were estimated at 210,000 gallons, but now officials say the amount looks more like 407,000 gallons. Ryan Walsh with the Department of Environment and Natural Resources says TransCanada has worked for months cleaning up their mess.
Initially, the TransCanada and their cleanup contractors were out there 24 hours a day during the initial response, and then they were out there. They're not there now. The cleanup is complete. They were out there through mid-February every day working on soil excavation and cleanup.
Walsh says the spill was caused by a faulty part. He says TransCanada has continued to investigate in order to avoid more spills in the future.
The cause was determined to be from a cement collar that they installed when they constructed the pipeline, and they believe a contact point between that cement collar and the pipeline caused a problem, and that's where the failure occurred. In some places where there were similar construction situations, I believe they were in North Dakota, they did do some excavations to ensure that there weren't some other issues that could be caused by a similar situation. So yes, they did do some investigation to see if there were other areas this might be a problem.
Walsh says groundwater was contaminated by the spill. He says this water was not used for drinking. Walsh says the water has been cleaned since the spill and now meets South Dakota's environmental standards. The State Game Fish and Parks Commission rejects changes to elk hunting preference requirements for landowners in the Black Hills. The Rapid City Journal reports landowners still need more than 240 acres and 500 elk use days for a preference license. One landowner filed a petition to raise that threshold to 1,000 acres with 500 elk use days or any acreage with 2,000 elk use days. The petition also asked for the person to live within 60 miles of the land. Mostly clear in the southwest to mostly cloudy up in the northeast tonight. Lows from 20 to 30. You're with SDPB.